everybody. Good Chief, thank you so much for coming to witness our event. This is the time of ceremonies. I don't know how many of you were out in the cold last night watching the lunar eclipse, but I hear it was 370 years ago that they had a lunar eclipse on the winter solstice. So we take this as tremendous magic from our Creator. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Coming out on the far side and the ravens coming out on this side, it was our introduction. Our next song is our identification song. It is what the ravens will sing. Traditionally, the ravens and eagles respond so that we always have balance. So as the ravens will do an identification song, the eagles will also follow with a response.
It's about blessing our guests, it's about blessing our community, and it's about blessing Mother
Earth. So if you would please rise. This is actually the most exciting part of our ceremony from a mother's perspective. Standing before you, guys, if you want to step forward, on the right is Kevin Dudley. In the center is Max Luttrell. On the far side is Brian Dudley. These are our grooms. On the far side, behind Brian, is Betsy Lesko-Fadley. In the center is Sonia Francis. And on the right is Christy Abel-Fadley. What we're going to do at this particular time is the Raven Love Song. And it's what the ravens and eagles will share together. This is a very lovely dance where our eagle women will be surrounded by their sisters holding robes to protect them from these raven men. But you know ravens. You know, you set your garbage out on Tuesday and they invariably are so tenacious to get after what you got. So we have our raven men who will dance, trying to win the affection and attention of these eagle women. So our next song is the Raven Love Song. This is awakening a tradition that has been a part of our life for generations upon generations. And it's very exciting to wake up some sleeping traditions and bring them back. There are traditional weddings that have been done in other communities, but certainly it has been a long time since we've had this particular ceremony here in Petersburg. And we are doing our best. We've done, you know, as much conversation with our elders and family relations about following the protocol. And so if there's anybody here that knows more than we do and we have caused offense, then I'm apologizing ahead of time. We have certainly tried to follow all of the protocol. We're going to present each of the couples with a mat. This is a yellow cedar mat. And as you can see, and as you know, the Northwest Coast Natives have always appreciated all that the cedar has to offer us. It has built houses and totem poles, rattles and drums. Cedar bells are on the floor to bring in all of our historical ancestors to bless us. The cedar mat is woven, it's plated woven. And the reason the cedar mat is brought into this is that it shows that our family on the Raven side and their family on the Eagle side are tightly woven. They're woven together. And there's a little small test in all of this, because after the couples share their pledges with each other, they will all rise and they'll pull on these mats. And it will demonstrate the strength that is there that's unifying our family. We have tried to bring in as much of the traditions from the past as we possibly could. All the gentlemen are wearing tunics with their crest, the raven. They are also wearing sea otter headbands. The women are wearing sea otter headdresses made with dentilium and sea otter and deer.
Betsy, I love you and I take you as my wife.
Brian, I love you and I take you. I'm with my husband. Sorry.
You are the love of my life. The best thing about waking up in the morning. I promise to be on your team, be a good partner, and chase you wherever you go. I love you.
Kevin, I love you more and more each day. I pledge to shower our children with love and affection, but also be firm and fair. And I promise to make decisions that will always benefit our family. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.
Sonia, I love you, and I love our son, and I'm so glad.
You're my best friend and my support.
Okay, guys, I'm crying. You can stand up and touch me.
I'd ask Father Thomas if he would come and do a blessing on the couples and on our food and on our community.
Great Creator, we give you thanks. We thank you down through the generations for all those people of the land who've gone before us. We thank you for the land, the sea that sustains us and gives us life.